Let me give you my take on the election, Alex, and you tell me what you think. And I want to get your views on this. Back a few years ago, Barack Obama was able to come in and capture the imagination of the majority of the public because nobody truly wanted George Bush anymore. They were done with his presidency. They were done with Iraq. They were done with Afghanistan. And they wanted change, and they thought they were getting it with Barack Obama. So everybody kind of like rushed away from George Bush and ran to Barack Obama. And when I say everybody, I'm talking about the majority of the people. Republicans are Republicans, Democrats are Democrats. I'm talking about people who just wanted change. Now they saw what happened over the last couple of years, and they decided, you know what? It's not happening. So they rushed back to the Republican side. My take on this election is this is not the Republican mandate that a lot of people are talking about. This is merely a mandate of frustration by Americans who don't know who to vote for. They just know they don't want to vote for the party that was in. Now, that's my take on that. Now, you get someone like Ron Paul who comes in, who's a Republican in nature, but he's really a libertarian. This guy might win in 2012 if he does it right.
Well, I 110% agree with, and in fact, I wrote some notes here tonight before I came on your show, and I have this top note, election 2010 reset button, and I actually have the line here that people desperately wanted change. They voted for Obama. Now they didn't get the change they wanted. The taxes cut, the deficit dealt with.
The wars are still going on.
The wars are still going on. The liberties. I mean, Obama just yesterday reauthorized the Patriot Act when nobody was noticing. This pointed at the American people, not at, you know, people.
Not real terrorists, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. Not folks living in shadowy caves. And I 100% agree with you that people are just desperately flailing at the levers. And because the Republicans were seen as the party out of power, they went for those levers in the voting booth. And if Republicans don't deliver, that's what Senator DeMint has talked about. He said, look, I may leave the Republican Party. He wrote a big editorial in the Wall Street Journal today saying, look, Trent Lott has publicly bragged, the former senator, a big lobbyist, that he's going to, quote, co-opt and buy off. And these are quotes by DeMint, not me. And Senator DeMint says that they are planning to bribe. That's a quote in the Wall Street Journal, these new people, or threaten them. But something big and fundamental has happened. So I agree with you 110%, but the twist is this. If you really look at this election, and if you look at what happened in 2008, you're absolutely right. People rushed into the arms of the Democratic Party. And I'm nonpartisan. I'm not a Republican or a Democrat. But at least
you used to be in your youth a little more closer to the Republican end, right?
Absolutely. Okay. You know a lot about me, George.
Oh, yeah. I checked you out before I put you on 100 years ago.
It's got to be 7 now. Time flies.
It does. My God.
But when you really look at this and you really get down to the bedrock of what's happening, Barack Obama got 4 times the Wall Street money that John McCain got. Now, that's not saying that John McCain was a good guy. Wall Street's not stupid. They knew that people wanted change, and they knew that this novel idea of this sharp, good-looking, intelligent senator would be a good sales tactic. But Wall Street, Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan Chase, the people that engineered the derivatives crisis that started under Bill Clinton in 1999 when they got rid of Glass-Steagall Act, they knew what they were doing, so they sold Barack Obama and built him up as this messianic leader. But because he didn't immediately deliver, instead he didn't deliver on freedom, he delivered on tyranny, people have really backlashed. But the difference here is, with the Tea Party, it has a truly organic core to it.
What does that mean?
Well, by organic, it has a true grassroots heart to it. And Barack Obama was and is, President Obama, is a manufactured event.
Yes.
Just like George W. Bush was a manufactured event. But with the Tea Parties, that started with 9/11 Truth in 2005. Ron Paul picked it up with Tea Parties in 2007, 2008. That's what we called our marches, was Tea Party events. And it was a get rid of the Federal Reserve, restore the Second Amendment, control our borders, get rid of the Patriot Act, end these wars. And it was popular with liberals and conservatives. That scared the system, so they came after Ron Paul and tried to demonize him and successfully defeated him in the 2008 primaries ahead of the election, 2007-2008. But we now have these memos that have been leaked by the Republican Party a few months ago saying, we're going to co-opt the Tea Party. We're going to take control of it. Basically teamed up with the establishment Democrats. But the big victory here is, this is not a fake establishment Republican or Democratic kind of synthetic revolution. There is some co-opting going on. There are some tentacles in there. But at its base, at its genesis, the Tea Party is truly grassroots, and for the first time in modern history, the Tea Party is talking about real issues. Abolish the Federal Reserve, secure the dollar, cut the debt, put spending caps in. All of these issues that liberals and conservatives and controlled corporate media tried to gatekeep on for decades, and you helped break that deadlock, George. All these issues they tried to block, now it's mainstream to talk about global government, global currencies. Now it's mainstream to talk about auditing the Fed. Now it's mainstream to understand that mega corporations want big government to transfer our tax money through corporate welfare to themselves. So the Republican Party has gone from denying that any of this existed and saying that you were a kook if you talked about it, to now at least, and many of these Tea Party candidates that won were camouflaging themselves as patriots. But that doesn't matter. Now these issues are mainstream, and as Zbigniew Brzezinski said 4 months ago to the Council on Foreign Relations, he's one of the top globalist planners, he said the elite is in trouble for the first time in modern history. All of mankind is awake.
Yep.
And staring at the elite. So we're looking past the puppets on the left and the right to the controllers, and that's why this election is different. The Republicans in the primary threw everything they could at Rand Paul. They failed. Dick Cheney came to Kentucky to campaign against him. They demonized Rand Paul for coming on my radio show. They failed. Now the Democrats threw everything they could at Rand Paul, lied about him, said he wasn't a doctor, said he was kidnapping women, said he was basically Satan incarnate, worshipped something called Aqua Buddha. But when they came in and campaigned against him, he went from 10-point lead to 15-point lead. So the issue is the globalists are out of bullets, they are discredited, and humanity is awake. But just like when you wake up at 5 a.m. in the morning, you don't quite know what your surroundings are yet, but at least you're awake and you're going to drink the coffee. And so Coast to Coast AM, InfoWars.com, all of what we do, that's the coffee. And so at least people are up sitting on the edge of the bed now. They're kind of shaking off the haze, the spell, the myopic brainwashing that they were under, and they are awake and beginning to realize what's happening, and that's why the globalists are hammering their controlled takeover into high gear, because the New World Order is not invincible, and the global controllers are scared.